You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. A renowned fisheries expert from SUNY ESF admits he never gave Onondaga Lake or its fish much thought as he drove past the lake for 10 years. Now, after more than 30 years of research, Dr. Neil Ringler will discuss improvements in Onondaga Lake's fish population at a special event later this month. He says when he first began in 1986, he was astounded at how many fish were in the polluted lake.
I'm not sure a bald eagle, a respectable bald eagle, wanted to dive and grab something out of that lake, but there was never a time that we know of when there were no fish in the lake.
Ringler says while eagles seem to be aware of the contaminated lake and its fish, the long history of pollution has also been on the minds of central New Yorkers.
So over a long period of years, we'd be working along the shoreline and we'd net the fish and people would drive along their bicycles. You're kidding me. I thought they would have four eyes. I thought they would be, they're beautiful. The fish are beautiful. They really are. And so giving a talk like this hopefully will let people know that, wow, this is a resource right now. We don't have to wait another 20 years for it to be. You can sail on it, fish it.
Contrary to the public's perception, Ringler says he and his students gradually realized there was great potential in Onondaga Lake, even before the cleanup began. Back in the 80s, he and his students were always able to find several species of fish. Now he says 64 varieties have been documented.
The quality of the fishery, now there are largemouth bass, smallmouth bass in abundant numbers, so that people go there instead of, or sometimes in preference to, Oneida Lake, which is the most famous lake fishery in New York State. We have big brown trout in there now, 25-inch brown trout. We're still getting sturgeon every year. One year we got 35 sturgeon. The biggest one was just short of 6 feet.
Ringler says the lake's cleanup and recovery is something that can't be overlooked.
It does prove that we can do this, and there's no other example like this that I know of in the United States. I mean, this is really a big deal.
The Onondaga Lake Conservation Corps is hosting a presentation by Ringler on the fish population Sunday, February 25th at the 6th floor sky deck of Destiny USA. A birding walk will follow along the Onondaga Creek Walk. Interested community members are asked to RSVP by this Friday by email montezuma@audubon.org with the subject line Onondaga Lake. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.